Comedian Amy Schumer just became the latest celebrity to enter the ever-growing world of podcasts. She signed a $1 million deal with music streaming service Spotify to launch her own podcast. It's a challenge to Apple's dominance in the podcasting business and is another signal podcasting is no longer just for us public radio nerds. Whether you started listening to This American Life years ago, or you jumped on the Serial bandwagon in 2014, or you listened to the Show's podcast from KJZZ every week, which you, of course, should be doing, there's no denying podcasts are everywhere.
I remember as a kid once, my parents watching a documentary about this Buddhist monk named Thich Quang Duc. His biography starts out in the predictable way. Somber kid, moves to a monastery, and then a lot of mist and dewdrops and other monks not talking. Nothing a kid would find interesting. And then all of a sudden, we're on a busy city street in Vietnam, and the monk is engulfed in flames.
It cost them tens of millions of dollars. That is not what companies normally do. Like, normally when this kind of thing happens, companies either deny they did anything wrong, or they accept that they did something wrong, and then they move on.
This pirate ship on eBay so that you and I could fulfill our dream of hosting the Story Pirates podcast from a pirate ship out on the open ocean! That's our dream?
So what's led to this, and what does all of this mean for the podcasting industry? For that, the show's Lauren Gilger got a hold of Nicholas Kwa with Hot Pod Media, the leading trade newsletter about the podcast industry.
I most definitely think we've reached a new level. The question is sort of, when did we actually reach it? So to sort of nitpick here, the situation is that Amy Schumer specifically has a sort of $1 million plus deal to produce a podcast specifically for Spotify. Not implying that that's the largest deal that we've seen so far. From what I've heard, that there are sort of a couple of other sort of podcast-specific celebrities, people like Freakonomics' Stephen Dubner and perhaps a few other hosts of shows from much longer-standing organizations like WNYC and NPR get paid quite a bit more in their contracts. But this is a situation where Amy Schumer, who hasn't previously produced a podcast before, is developing a $1 million podcast for a platform that hasn't really done very much podcast before.
Yeah.
So the way that I'm viewing this is it's a sort of a public marker of just where we can set the price expectation for podcast productions in 2018. It's not the ceiling, but it's neither is it the floor. It's somewhere. It feels like it's somewhere in the upper middle in the situation.
Does this kind of move and these big contracts that you're talking about here, do you think they sort of signal that podcasts have moved from the cult or just for people who listen to public radio to mainstream status now?
It really depends on what you mean by mainstream, and and as always, it sort of depends on who gets to use the word mainstream. Mm-hmm. I think more broadly, this suggests that we're looking at a business that's really beginning to heat up. The question is, like, is this an indication of a bubble, or is this sort of an indication of just general sort of value of the industry writ large moving upwards?
Yeah.
And of course, it's hard to tell with a deal like this specifically because, you know, it's a buzzy celebrity name that, again, has not produced a podcast before or has not really had a track record within, like, the podcast industry. But it does sort of suggest a certain sort of level with the industry is beginning to think about how much money they want to spend to try to, execute some of these projects at a high level.
Was there sort of a watershed moment? Was Serial the podcast that changed everything? Or has there been sort of steady growth, you think?
There's definitely been steady growth since Serial, which came out, which debuted in late 2014. It's interesting that Serial is, I think, it's been a sort of a show and a subject of debate among a lot of podcast producers as to what exactly is the significance to the history of the space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth noting that the podcast industry had been growing quite steadily year over year in the years prior to Serial, mm-hmm. in the sort of the 10 years it's been around before then. But the thing about our project is that it most definitely did sort of focus the attention and also kind of supercharged and accelerated a lot of the processes that were already in place. And since then, we've just seen the effects of more interest coming into the industry, which already had these foundational ways of growing and sort of ways of doing business and the ways that it thought about itself. I personally choose to see the end of 2014 as a tipping point or some sort of a pivotal shift in the industry at large. And in the past 4 years since then, it's largely been a sort of narrative of growth and mm-hmm. A community of people trying to figure stuff out and make things happen.
Yeah.
And sort of not have the house fall down while while they're trying to do all of that.
Okay, so you see these kind of big contracts. Amy Schumer is the most recent example, and the growth of this industry. So the question then is how will these kind of bigger budgets affect what we're going to hear? Do you think we're going to start to hear like really high quality, really exciting, really adventurous, expensive podcasts now?
I mean, the hope is that the money will express itself in the quality mm-hmm. and the aesthetic production somehow, right? And so part of the difficulty of reading sort of rising budgets is sort of like, where's the chunk of this money going to, right? If it's going to just securing the talent, then we're really having sort of a classic, an almost sort of legacy radio mindset of like, we'll pay a crap ton of money to a well-known household brand, like celebrity name, and hopefully that would draw listeners and that person, you know, can say whatever they want to the microphone. And the expectations that people will show up for that either way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the flip side to that hope, to that sort of, you know, dystopian scenario is that we really see talent that actually has thought aggressively about how to make good audio and securing that financial resource and applying it to, you know, paying better sound designers, getting involved with more audio producers who've been working in the firm for a while, and, you know, executing stuff that we've never heard before. One of the sort of real promises of podcasting is that it's able to provide creators with sort of a place to play around with the format and to do things that they were previously not able to do given the confines of, you know, broadcast radio. And so the promise and opportunity for creativity is there, and you know, the money is bubbling up and it's reaching to high levels as well. The hope is that the two of these rising sort of forces would meet at a productive place at some point.
All right. That's Nicholas Kwa with Hot Pod Media. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.